and thank you for joining me. I am Yona Stamatis, Assistant Professor of Ethnomusicology at the University of Illinois Springfield, and your host of the WUIS Special Arts Broadcast of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. I have a special treat for you today. Here with me in the studio are two fabulous musicians, Maestro Alistair Willis, Music Director and Conductor of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. Welcome, Alistair.
Hi, Yona.
And our esteemed concertmaster and violin soloist, Violeta Todorova. It's so good to see you.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
They have joined me here in the studio for a special sneak preview of the Bold and Beautiful concert that will take place this Saturday, February 20th at 7:30 p.m. in the Sangamon Auditorium on the campus of the University of Illinois, Springfield. Now, Alistair, I hear that alliteration is a major theme of this bold and beautiful concert with works by the three B's, as you say, though not exactly the three B's that we might expect. What do you have in store for us?
We love alliteration. When one thinks of three B's, you probably would go with Beethoven, Bach, and Brahms. We got two of those B's. Beethoven and Brahms, and our third B is Samuel Barber, the American composer. When I was at university in Bristol, not a bit more, Bristol, we did a charity a music-a-thon. And for 24 hours, we all had to play music nonstop. And we could only play music by composers whose last name began with B. And I think we learned at that stage, and it's still probably true today, that there are more composers whose last name begin with B than any other letter. And so I've always remembered that. And so this alliteration of the three B's has more than just a bold and beautiful significance for me.
It's also brilliant.
Yes. It's brilliant, yes.
So how does the concert begin?
We're going to begin with Beethoven's powerful and famous overture to called Coriolan. And it's about the historical figure of King Coriolan. There are a couple of versions of his story. And the one that Beethoven was inspired by was Collins. His play was very successful.
Beautiful. And speaking of extremes, next on the program, the famous violin concerto by Samuel Barber, and this, of course, featuring Violeta Todorova as violin soloist. And we're so happy to have you here in the studio today, and also serving as concertmaster for part of this concert and as violin soloist for the other part of the concert, which is remarkable. Before we talk about this concert and this piece, we've missed you here in Springfield. We understand that you've been very busy with some unexpected, perhaps, musical opportunities. So tell us a little bit about what you have been up to.
Yes, I have been living in Denver, Colorado, as I got a one-year position with Colorado Symphony.
Wonderful.
It's really great. It is so sunny. They have 300 days of sun in a year. It's beautiful, and the mountains are so beautiful.
So the Barber Violin Concerto, which you are tackling with us for this concert, one of the most famous concerti, and certainly by an American composer, and certainly amongst the most lyrical. Tell us a little bit about this piece.
Yes, it's beautiful. I cannot wait to play it. This is the first American violin concerto that I have ever played.
Really?
Yes. I've begun studying it last year. I learned a lot about it. It has a really interesting history. It was commissioned for a Russian violinist, actually.
How appropriate.
Yes. His name was Izzo Brizelli, and he was born in Odessa, which was back then part of USSR. And he began playing violin at the age of three, and he studied with the most famous teacher of the time, Leopold Auer. And what was interesting is that in Philadelphia, Brizelli developed a relationship with a soap maker. They were very wealthy, and they provided Izzo a home, and they actually wanted to legally adopt Izzo, but his mother would not allow it because he actually had parents. Anyway, nevertheless, Fell's family treated him as their own son, and they've sponsored the writing of Barber's Concerto.
We were speaking of contrast before and extremes. There's sort of a extreme contrast built into the very structure of the concerto, you know, the last movement that's so very vibrant and fast, contrasting the other two movements. I see you've brought your violin with you today. I would love to hear, if you don't mind, perhaps a bit of that contrast. Perhaps you could play a bit of the opening movement, of the opening of the first movement, and then the opening of the third movement. Such a long lyrical line. It's so Barber. There's almost no other point to stop in the beginning. It's incredible. So we've been listening to Violetta Todorova playing the opening of the Barber Violin Concerto. And now, to demonstrate the contrast with the perpetual motion third movement, here is a bit of the opening. I saw you sort of conducting there at the corner. This is it's such a challenge to put together, especially this third movement, because it's sort of full of sort of rhythmic inconsistencies and unexpected accents. How do you approach this work as a conductor?
Well, any concerto, any piece of music really is hard to put together and to come together with a vision with everybody. But that's our job. That's what we do. The musicians will come prepared. Violetta's prepared. I'm prepared. And we will work at passages slowly and rehearsal that need, and we'll build up to the right tempo. And that's what you need to do, especially in that last movement.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today and for offering a sneak preview of the upcoming Bold and Beautiful concert. I have been speaking with Maestro Alistair Willis and violinist Violetta Todorova about the upcoming Illinois Symphony Orchestra concert. This is the Bold and Beautiful concert that will take place Saturday, February 20th at 7:30 p.m. in the Sangamon Auditorium here on the campus of the University of Illinois, Springfield. The concert includes works by Beethoven, Barber, and Brahms, and features as violin soloist the Illinois Symphony Orchestra's own Violetta Todorova. For tickets, please visit the website of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra at ilsymphony.org. I am Jonas Stamatis. Thank you for listening. I'll see you at the concert.